listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, March 21st, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Wild and dystopic ride it is. We covered some of that ground yesterday. I am my guest, Dave Stetzer. And, you know, it's interesting. There's a war going on. And most people are just sort of liaising casually through the battlefield. And wouldn't that be interesting? I mean, imagine being in, you know, on the front lines of a battle with all of the latest, greatest military hardware being exercised or, you know, used, and seeing someone just, you know, kind of like if you've seen the video of Freddie Wong, the video that Freddie Wong did a million years ago of Google Glass, you know, just wandering around like, you know, you're in your own little world. It's that kind of thing. I mean, really, it would be kind of like that. Freddie Wong, Google Glass video, which reminds me of a story I saw a couple of days ago. Most people are unaware that Elon Musk owned the Onion, and so as a way to parody these DNA sites, apparently Elon Musk has launched a site, you know, a kind of an onion for the DNA project genre. I forget what it's called, but I remember reading in one of the parodies, you know, it's a picture of Paulo, and Paulo says, "I always thought my eyes were brown, but my DNA test confirmed it." So that's kind of, you know, that's kind of what that is all about. Anyway, this is a sort of vacuous and vapid behavior that is happening all around us. People don't even realize anything's going on. And it's a battle for the very existence of mankind. The more you see it, the more you, I mean, the more I see it, the more I believe that Romans 11:25 is an arc moment. "I would not have you ignorant of this mystery, brethren, that a partial hardening of the heart of Israel has happened until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in." There will be a last one. Bad guys want to make sure that there are no children born anymore. They've been talking about it for a long time. You know, Bertrand Russell wrote about it in The Impact of Science on Society. I've quoted that passage many times. 1952, he says, you know, in a scientific dictatorship, eugenics-style breeding would be preferred, you know, to the natural method. To the natural method. Huh? And, you know, fast forward to now, it just gets more interesting all the time in this wild and crazy dystopic ride. And through Stream Media last week, science is starting to catch up with the sci-fi film Gattaca. It's not so much science fiction we learn as it is science future fact if bad guys have their way. That's what they intend. So, and you know, speaking of TrueStream Media videos, I mentioned it. I'll say it again. Maybe we should play the commercial that Del Bigtree ran yesterday. Del Bigtree, and, you know, again, for those who don't know, he's the guy who, he's the Emmy Award-winning former producer of The Doctors, who produced Vaxxed, has, you know, is talking to all of the who's who on the discussion. Del Bigtree believes that vaccines are the defining issue of our time, so to speak. And so many other things, you know, kind of like what I was saying during yesterday's broadcast with Dave Stetzer, so many other things come into view with the efforts that are being made to silence discussion. And it's so ironic. You know, you listen to folks like Peter Hotez, who says that there is no debate. You know, we don't want to have a debate or discussion. He seems to actually fear that, kind of like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez fears a debate with Candace Owens or Ben Shapiro, for obvious reasons. They're both frauds. They're not real. They don't own their propaganda. They've been put up to something. And if I had to guess, you know, I would say that people like Peter Hotez are on the devil's errand, basically, at this point. You know, you can just kick back. You've done what you've done, and, you know, it's a sort of Faustian bargain. You've done all this work. Take it easy. You know, kind of like what happens to folks on Capitol Hill, I think. Gradual process, and then the next thing you know, the things that he says are just absurd. The, you know, the interview with Joe Rogan, and why doesn't he want to debate? You know, you get into all kinds of First Amendment issues. He doesn't seem to have a First Amendment issue with saying there is no debate and we should silence people who are what he calls anti-vaxxers, which is another one of those ridiculous terms. Every time you turn around, you know, whether it's a congressman dying after he gets a flu shot or whatever else, evidence seems to point to the fact that, or, you know, a 10 or 15% efficacy rate. So we're concerned about health. More people die from the shot than they do of the flu. And it, you know, doesn't even help because people are contagious, shedding live virus, and so forth. And they end up getting sick anyway. They don't realize it's probably formaldehyde poisoning or the heavy metals or some other toxic substance in the vaccine that's actually making them sick. And how many times have we seen that? People get sick anyway because they've been poisoned. You know, Dr. Daniel Nitas talked about that. So whether it's that or William Thompson talking about collusion, you know, you hear, I mean, you know, Merck is being sued by scientists on the efficacy of vaccines, efficacy fraud, basically. And then you find out that Peter Hotez is essentially backed by the research arm of Merck. But there's no collusion there, and there's nothing to be concerned about, even though Merck's being investigated for fraud and GSK, and every time you turn around, I mean, this is how it works. It's so ridiculous. I think that part of the model of the drug manufacturer is there is a certain amount of acceptable or tolerable risk, and that includes basically paying people off, you know, in settlements and class action lawsuits, not for the vaccines, but, you know, that maybe through the Veris lobby. I mean, it's a huge industry. They're paying billions of dollars between the lobbying efforts and advertising, like direct-to-consumer advertising, billions of dollars are being spent. There must be a payoff for that. Anyway, it's ludicrous listening to folks like Peter Hotez. All of the logical fallacies crumble if he's just allowed to speak for any length of time. So, watching this, I really think that Del Bigtree is right. It is a defining issue because so many other. It's one of those issues where if bad guys can silence discussion and debate, and it's a big deal. You know, Scott Klosowski tells us we're going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables. Guys like Ray Kurzweil have been telling us that for 20 years. And, you know, there's been talk of that since before. So all of these things are not coincidences. Again, there is a saying, in Chicago, Mr. Bond. You know, once this happens, stands twice as coincidence, the third time is enemy action. So you have all of these coincidences stacking up. The FDA already has the RFID technology that you can stick in people that they've approved years ago. And, you know, I've talked about all of the stories. I just went back through the swine flu nonsense. Not only was it a put-up job, which I've pointed out clearly, Verichip seemed to be leading the discussion, but after the fact, we have a settlement, and suddenly, you know, people permanently injured and killed are paid $63 million in a settlement. And yet this keeps happening. It's crazy. So the TrueStream media video, speaking of Aaron and Melissa Dykes, free speech and shutting down the vaccine debate. I mentioned that earlier this week. And how important it is. It really is. Extremely important. They, you know, it's kind of a diatribe, kind of a rant in a few places, but I think admittedly so. One of those. It's difficult not to do that these days, though. And it includes admissions from folks that are very thinly veiled, sort of confessions at what their true agendas are. Peter Hotez, Bill Gates, for example. And, it's just crazy stuff. So, at one point, Aaron and Melissa Dykes talk about, for example, oh gosh, the UN's involvement and the advocacy for essentially trying to fight for the kids. Peter Hotez wants to fight for the kids, except he doesn't. He just wants to shut down discussion. He wants to silence certain people with whom he disagrees. And that's unfortunate. So let's see, what was that little excerpt? I don't know, I'll find it and we'll talk about that for a second on the other side of this break, and then we'll move on.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We have a clip I think we'll play in a second. It's Aaron and Melissa. You'll see what I mean by the rant, but again, this is a clip from the free speech and shutting down the vaccine debate video, but it draws in so many other things. Again, speaking of the First Amendment, speaking of the right to freedom of speech, it's just unbelievable how arguments are convenient when they're convenient and not when they're not. So we'll get to the little UN piece, you know, Peter Hotez fighting for children's rights, but there's a good little primer to that first. And Melissa's disgusted, makes her not like Texas because she has to share space with a guy like Peter Hotez. Anyway, so, you know, the UN is all for children's rights, except when it's not. You know, we need to fight for children's rights. Well, or people's rights. What about a parent's right to raise a child and train a child up in the way he or she should go, and when he's older, he will not depart from it. So, you know, gun violence and gun-related accidents are killing on average four American children daily. Well, that's a concern, but what about what Candace Owens said? You know, the most dangerous place for a black child in New York is in his or her mother's womb. What about that? What about the millions of children, if we're so concerned about children? And what about the epidemic of 1 in 59 children born diagnosed with autism? Is that not an epidemic? Are we not concerned about that? So anyway, it's interesting, and you'll hear that, get to that in a few minutes. Actually, we'll have to play this clip on the other side of this break. It's probably a few minutes longer than this this segment allows, so we'll do that. We'll play it on the other side of the break. But it's interesting, you know, you get it all. And why did, you'll hear Aaron Dykes does a good job of explaining, you know, the Bernaysian styled effort, the campaign that Peter Hotez launched to create a brand. It's all about creating a brand. You know, that's what Edward Bernays would say, right? You got to create a brand to get your message out. So he goes into detail referencing Peter Hotez's own words and own papers. And, you know, if you're someone who just absolutely, well, if you're like Peter Hotez, you absolutely have to come to some conclusion, which is completely unscientific, by the way. Because, again, if you're a scientist, any scientist knows basically the first order of business in science is you create a hypothesis. You know, you come up with a you distill your premise down to a hypothesis, you write it down, and then you set out to prove it wrong, prove it false. Everything that Peter Hotez advocates for has been proven false, yet he's running around saying that the opposite is true. That doesn't sound like a scientist to me. That sounds like a shill. That's interesting. But, you know, there are a number of these. I mean, things have been heating up for a couple of years, and it seems like these efforts, and you'll hear what I would call the Streisand effect in the clip that we'll play, and along the way, I'm reminded, you know, Aaron mentions that, you know, Melissa says, makes me disgusted with Texas, basically, because how can Texas entertain a goofball like this? And Aaron says, well, you know, but Texas still has the most exemptions and things, which reminds me of the San Diego doctor that was just sort of called out in the media for allegedly responsible for 1/3 of all medical exemptions, the flu shots. I'd like to have that doctor on. Anyway, we'll play that clip when we come back. Stick around on more right after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums. Ready to race to you. These days are
welcome back. All right, so let's just dive into this. This is a little more than midway through the TrueStream Media video. It's 40 minute mark. Free speech and shutting down the vaccine debate. Aaron and Melissa Dykes expressing their legitimate frustration. Go ahead, please.
They're told when they go into their doctor's office is safe and effective and is not going to harm them. And most people aren't even told what the side effects are. Okay. So this is the problem. And just pretending like it's not there and doesn't exist, and we shouldn't have that conversation, and let's not even talk about it at all, is not the way to handle this.
And when I refer to the book as propaganda, what I'm saying is that Hotez is consciously developing and projecting a, quote, personal brand, end quote, or persona as a scientist. He admits it. He wrote a paper about how to do it. The paper, launched in the same month as his touching book about his daughter with autism, is titled, quote, Crafting Your Scientist Brand, end quote. And his effort is so calculated and yet inauthentic that it's almost pathological. Hotez writes that he thought of developing his, quote, personal brand for the first time upon arriving at Baylor Medical and Texas Children's Hospital in 2012, and has deliberately crafted an image of his identity as a, quote, vaccinologist and autism dad, end quote, not in order to crusade on behalf of children with autism, but for the explicit purpose of fueling, quote, and this is a direct quote, my struggle to combat a well-organized and well-funded pseudoscience anti-vaccine lobby whose American epicenter is now also based here in Texas, end quote. So that's why he's created the personal brand, and you have to wonder if that's why he wrote the book about his daughter.
Wait. He made a personal brand of being a vaccinologist and an autism dad. He's calling that a personal brand?
In his personal brand paper, he says his personal brand is, quote, vaccinologist and autism dad, end quote.
Ugh. Do you see this, guys? Do you see it? I can't even keep going over these talking
points.
It's just this entire behavior and everything they're trying to do right now does not garner public trust.
Public trust? Peter No Debate Hotez, if you go to his site, at least today, the first item on his site, vaccines cannot and do not cause autism. There's no debate. It says that. There's no debate. Peter No Debate Hotez, you're not allowed to debate. Don't even bother thinking. Just accept.
This makes me want to move out of the state of Texas. I can't even with this.
The only thing about Texas is that they have more exemptions and more opt-outs than just about any other place. So they dug this guy up because he's in the state. But this is a global agenda, because our subject here, Peter Hotez, and the guy who wrote the introduction to his book on Rachel's autism wasn't caused by vaccines, those two working together. Well, they also put out a scientific article that they titled Science and the Fight to Uphold the Rights of Children. So this is about a world government trying to uphold the rights of children against their evil parents. And what the abstract says here is the United States is the only major nation not to have yet ratified the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. Recently, there's been an erosion of rights of children across America, Europe, and elsewhere, but through science, we may have an opportunity to counter some of this alarming trend. In the area of vaccines, the scientific community can raise its voice on the dangers that non-medical exemptions and delays pose to children at risk for measles, influenza, and other illnesses. Gun violence and gun-related accidents are killing children daily in America. Climate change is promoting global pediatric malnutrition. So what they've done here is wrap together a whole global agenda for restricting rights in the United States, where we have rights and they're declared and on paper and recognized, and they're trying to roll them back under a global We Know Better policy of experts, like you said. And in the paper, he outlines again that this is about science defending children in vaccines, in poverty, neglected diseases, climate change, gun violence, a hugely politicized agenda in this paper, and a more honest look at what's behind this man and his talking points. But he and his co-author, who's a bioethicist, so he definitely knows better, they write that tens of thousands of children in the U.S. and Europe are, quote, currently denied the right to be vaccinated against diseases, because parents are withholding or delaying life-saving vaccines from their children. So parents who don't know better, they're denying their children's right to be vaccinated by the doctors who represent the global authority, who of course know better. I mean, they don't tell people this. There's not a news article about pediatrician Hotez says we should bow down to world government and do what the United Nations tells us. He's trying to argue all these reasons.
It's Orwellian. It's so Orwellian to say this and frame it in a way that it's the rights of the child when it's actually about restricting actual rights. Like, it's a nightmare. And this is someone, again, who doesn't want to debate. Just don't even try to argue the merits of any of it. We're not going to have a debate over people.
So there you go. I mean, that's it. It was the UNCRC, the UN Convention on Children's Rights. right? The rights of the child, that is. I was thinking of, and the absolute hypocrisy, you know. They also played the clip of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on Tucker Carlson saying, you know, this is the second broadcast I've done in 10 years where I've been able to have this conversation. And if we're so concerned about children, then why are we vaccinating them, even though there are instances where real science clearly shows us that children are being injured and killed. More children are killed by doing this than, and he talks about the DPT study, and we should probably play that too. Children who got the vaccine were 10 times more likely to die in the next 2 months than children who didn't. We should play that clip. Because that was interesting. So, you know, it's and speaking of Bobby Kennedy, I mean, Aaron and Melissa Dykes point out in that video that Bobby Kennedy Jr. is one of the folks these guys don't want to debate. Peter Hotez admits he doesn't want to talk to, you know, lawyery types who can, well, who can debate with facts and not just circular reasoning that is so hypocritical, it's dizzying, the sort of spin. So, you know, there's been an ongoing push for years, but things have been ratcheting up. And to me, all of this sort of, you know, you hear the Streisand effect and all of it. Why is someone, as Aaron Dykes points out in the video, if this is such a good thing, then it should sell itself and it should stand on its own merits. Shouldn't need to be forced down everyone's throat like a, you know, in jackboot fashion. Which just should raise alarms and concern for everyone. And that's one of the points that Melissa Dykes makes in that video. People need to understand this is just one issue. And as she argues, maybe you don't agree. Maybe your opinion is different, but maybe this isn't your pet issue. Maybe it's something else. And wait until, you know, what happens when, again, you know, you think of Pastor Martin Niemöller's remarks. When they came for these people, I didn't speak up, these people, those people. And the next thing you know, I mean, that's what's happening here. It's unbelievable that this is really happening in America. And I think at some point, maybe I'll publish a wheel somewhere. Four things, you know, the four, you might call them the four horsemen of the health apocalypse. Vaccines are certainly one. And these things never, what I would like to start hearing is people talking about them all together. Bad guys have been saying for a while, and this is one of the points in the video, again, that they raise, that there are efforts to besmirch, marginalize, and attack folks in adjacent camps, so to speak, that seem to be coming together. And for obvious reasons, when these things are tied to failing health and untimely deaths, chronic disease, then people who want to live healthy and, you know, healthy long lives probably will come together naturally. And specifically vaccines and GMO are discussed. But I think the four that I would include are vaccines, GMO, glyphosate, definitely. So vaccines and glyphosate in particular, those two. Obviously GMO, which, you know, is sort of tandem with glyphosate and Roundup, especially since why would you make products that are Roundup ready? And that guy's like Bill Gates running around saying we shouldn't challenge the discussion of GMO, even though it's been proven that, you know, Frankenfoods do the same things that glyphosate and vaccines do. that create all kinds of tumors, you know, cancers, lesions. They cause problems generationally. The next generation will be more sickly and infirmed and enfeebled than its parents. You know, in the laboratory mice, you can look at the studies and see, you know, that these products are basically, they're sort of engineering the orchestrated destruction of future generations. Why would you want to do that? You find out about that. You wouldn't want to do that. Not a good idea. It's interesting. These are the things that are, they're everywhere, and we're not supposed to talk about them. Vaccines, glyphosate, GMO, and dirty power. We just had Dave Stetzer on yesterday to talk about that. So to me, those are the four big ones, and they combine. Let's talk about them all. Those camps all should merge if they aren't already. I mean, they go together. I think we talked about those four things on a constant, you know, regular and continual basis, then, I don't know, every time you turn around, there's some effort like what Aaron and Melissa Dykes are talking about to silence that discussion. Why is that? We're not supposed to be concerned for our health and well-being. I just talked about the article earlier this week that, you know, maybe aspirin isn't such a good idea. And by the way, acetaminophen might contribute to these forces too. I mean, you listen to Dr. Stephanie Senna, for example. She'll tell you that acetaminophen is sort of a gateway for these other forces, the four horsemen that I just mentioned, vaccine, glyphosate, GMO, and dirty power, to have particularly deleterious effects on a person's health. So I think we should be talking about these things all the time. And I was thinking maybe it'd be interesting to have, you know, the little overlay of the four, and then have like a wheel, and you could turn the wheel with one of the circles to the top position, and that would give you all of the adverse health effects of that horseman, so to speak, GMO, glyphosate, vaccines, and dirty power, electromagnetic radiation, and all of that. By the way, one of the links that I threw in yesterday's archive, which is it's a lot of stuff, I would say. I don't know how many links there are, but it's many. Let me see real fast. It's Dave Stetzer's stuff over at Stetzer Electric up at the top. And then let's see. Then it is forty-six. That's quite a few links. Things like Dr. Mercola discusses the dangers of electromagnetic radiation, the real effects of electromagnetic radiation on the human body, causes multiple sclerosis and electrohypersensitivity, Dr. Magda Havas. Could myelin damage from radio frequency electromagnetic field exposure help explain the functional impairment of electrohypersensitivity? That's NCBI. .gov, that is. Electromagnetic fields, cancer and leukemia, a cure, ? And so there are a number of these kinds of things, you know, effects of power. I mean, effects of power frequency, electromagnetic fields on melatonin and sleep in the rat. There's just a ton of stuff. And it's designed to be able to be circulated among the most uninformed. You know, circulated by and to the most uninformed among us, so to speak. So this one particular post, electromagnetic fields and cancer, National Cancer Institute. Interestingly enough, cancer.gov, that includes some very shocking information. Cancer.gov. Other common sources of radio frequency radiation include radio and television signals, radar satellite stations, magnetic resonance, imaging, MRI devices, and industrial equipment, microwave ovens, cordless telephones, cell phone base stations, televisions and computer screens, wireless local area networks, digital electronic and gas meters, also known as smart meters. And they have a graphic that's one of the best graphics I've ever seen anywhere about what exactly comprises the electromagnetic spectrum. Pretty interesting. And that's at cancergut.gov. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. I wonder if we should play that whole Bobby Kennedy Jr. appearance on Tucker Carlson back on April 20th, 2017. five and a half minutes. You know, he says it's the first time in 10 years, or a second time, actually. And so that's interesting, isn't it? Why? And yet, you know, you hear from folks like Peter Hotez that, you know, he launched a brand, as Aaron Dykes pointed out in the clip that we played, a brand to combat what he refers to as a well-organized, well-funded pseudoscience anti-vaccine lobby. Really? Bobby Kennedy Jr. is a leading authority on the subject, and he's not, you don't hear him every night on CNN, and, you know, where's the CNN crusade and so forth. And so, again, this lobbying effort spends billions of dollars between, you know, its efforts to fast track things through approval. And, you know, I mean, if you're an organization with no conscience, no scruples, and you just have a combine set up where you get things run through the FDA, which turns into a class action lawsuit at some point, and then you rebrand it and get it fast tracked through the FDA, and that's just your combine. And that's what Big Pharma does. That's what the drug manufacturers do. And these are the companies that are making vaccines. That's not a concern. Companies that make products that they openly disclose might make your symptoms worse, might not even work. Side effects may include death. And I'm supposed to trust a company that just tells me it's safe. It's perfectly safe. Again, it reminds me of Dan Aykroyd's bag of glass. You know? It's ridiculous. Just read a package insert. Anyone. I still want to do that. Go to the supermarket and just ask people. So where are the qualified and equipped medical staff on standby? Why do you need qualified and equipped medical staff for something that's perfectly safe and harmless? And again, it's not just the vaccines. It's the combination of forces. Let's see them studied together. I don't necessarily even care about vaccines alone, but I'd like to see a long-term study on the effects, the combined effects of vaccines, glyphosate, GMO, and dirty power. That would be an interesting study. Second hour coming up. Stick around. I'll be right back after this short break.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.